Well, now, following on from David Willetts' interview on 9 to Noon yesterday, where Mr. Willetts has travelled to Singapore for potentially life-extending medical care for blood cancer without a confirmed MIQ bed for his return. Now, he found it impossible to book an MIQ place before leaving New Zealand, and he's been told he'll need to apply for an emergency allocation 2 weeks prior to his return flight. There are no guarantees of a space being available. Leukaemia and Blood Cancer New Zealand Chief Executive Officer Peter Ferguson says he's astounded by the situation. Tēnā koe, Peter.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, thank you. Clearly you believe that there should be, must be, in fact, compassionate grounds in situations like this?
I would have thought so. We're dealing with some of New Zealand's most vulnerable people. And I'm particularly concerned about patients that are referred by their specialist and requiring those treatments overseas that aren't available in New Zealand. And there are some of those as well.
Do you have any feeling? I think you've said it's not a large number of people probably in this position, but do you have any idea? Are you hearing from others in David's situation?
I don't know of a huge number. I'm aware of one or two at this stage. Most, if they have the capability, are holding off, obviously, because of that uncertainty of coming back and getting any sort of prioritisation. And the complexities of treatment mean that it's hard for many of them to dictate or know when they will be well enough to come home. So the two-week period becomes quite difficult as well.
So the problem here is both those in David's situation already overseas who can't get home, but also those requiring this kind of urgent medical treatment maybe deferring going overseas because they're concerned they won't be able to get back.
Yes, yeah. Particularly if the treatment's not available in New Zealand. I suppose the alternative is for the New Zealand government to fund those treatments in New Zealand. That would be an alternative. The other thing that strikes me is there's the potential for the opportunity to introduce some form of pre-approval system. These are people that we know are having to leave the country for medical reasons. We know that they are vulnerable. We know that they have to return. You can go to the bank these days and get a pre-approval for a home loan. I can't understand why you wouldn't be able to get a pre-approval to return to your country if you have to leave under these circumstances.
I've seen you've made the same argument that many have. Actually, we're able to make exceptions for the Wiggles and sports people and film crews. I know that rankles with an awful lot of people, but here we're talking about those with compromised health. So your argument is that there needs to be a priority system. Are you hearing anything to indicate that this is being looked into?
Not that I'm aware of, no. We need to dig a little bit deeper and understand that a bit more, but I'm not aware of it.
So what would your request, your plea to the government be?
Well, obviously my plea would be that they consider people in these circumstances, those that are vulnerable, those that are required to be referred for specialist treatment overseas, and give them some form of surety that they will get a priority on their return, almost a pre-approval type of process, rather than just getting across there and hoping that they might get back. They're also the people that are most likely and most vulnerable to and susceptible to COVID as well.
So, they're physically and emotionally vulnerable, I imagine, this situation, because this really is life or death for them.
It is, yeah, very much so.
Thank you for your time. That's Peter Ferguson from Leukaemia and Blood Cancer New Zealand. Very keen to hear from you on these stories. Our email address, 9 to noon at rnz.co.nz. You can text us 2101.